Several years ago, when we were living just outside of Washington, D.C., we had a terrible ice storm just before Christmas holidays. And all the well-laid plans of Washingtonians were upset. It was icy and dicey. They couldn't drive on the highways. They were stuck in traffic. They were sleeping overnight in the airport. And the trains were all running behind schedule. And when they finally did get home, many of them managed to get there only by going home another way. Now, those first blasts of winter which affected that modern travel illustrate how much we value our journeys home. Sometimes, though, we have to get there by unexpected routes. And certainly it turned out that way for the wise men, for the Magi, who went to worship the child born to be king of the Jews. They were by nature patient travelers. But inspired by a star that went before them, they had made a long and arduous trip, probably from Persia. And they came to a land that was distant and foreign to them, into a land where the religion was very different. And yet, when their vision was fulfilled, and they discovered the Christ child in Bethlehem, they were filled with joy. And they fell down and worshiped him. And having given their gifts to him, they no doubt had expected to retrace their journey home by the same way they had come. Probably going back to Jerusalem. Maybe even telling Herod where they had found the child. But the scripture tells us they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, not to be enticed back there by the power of Herod. These magi, these scholars who listened to God, did not submit to Herod's trickery. They were not bullied by Herod to become agents of this horrible massacre of the children in the region of Bethlehem. For God's reasons, the Magi went home by another way. And so it was for Mary and Joseph. They too were warned in a dream to leave Bethlehem where their child had been born. They fled to Egypt to escape the rage of Herod. And friends, isn't that a picture that's very vivid in our minds today? Families fleeing from the rage of those in power. Vulnerable families fleeing from violence, fleeing into foreign lands where they survive as aliens, but where most of them still long to go home. For the family of Jesus, it was not until after Herod died that they were told in the dream that they could return not to Bethlehem, but to Judea, to Nazareth. The dreams of the Holy Family, like those of the Magi, like the dreams of many refugees in our world today who seek safety, took them to a new home by a different way. Now, Some of what I've been emphasizing are sort of the details that surround the major message of this story, which is, of course, the birth of Jesus into our world, into our lives. But I don't think these details are incidental to the message. I think they're quite fundamental to what the birth of Jesus Christ means for you and me. When we've been led by the star to meet Christ in our lives, when we have joyfully celebrated our Savior's birth, when we have honored him with our gifts, especially when we have honored him with the gifts of our hearts. Then, sisters and brothers, we can expect new dreams from God, dreams that will guide us home in a different way. Home. It's a place that we all long to go. And for some of us, that means a sound and secure environment. For others of us, the reality is that it means a hostile or unstable environment. And for still others, it represents both a place of nurture sometimes and sometimes a place of complex relationships. Regardless of the associations we have with our earthly homes, the scripture powerfully reminds us that God has put into every human heart a homing signal. God has put that homing signal there, sending this signal never fading as a beacon to us to return. To return to God's covenant. To return to God's grace. To return to God's people. To return to God's embrace. Especially when we have been wandering for a long, long time. This passage is only one of many in Scripture in which God speaks to us of returning home. When the Israelites, Hebrews, were slaves in Egypt and escaped, became refugees in the wilderness, they wandered there for years. But always with their sights set on the promised land, which would become their home. Centuries later, when their country had been defeated by the Babylonians and the brightest and best had been carried off, they lingered in Babylon, but always longing to return until the day came when they went back to Israel. The 23rd Psalm heartens earthly wanderers over the generations with this promise of an eternal dwelling in God's house at the end of all our days. The prodigal son knew that after he had utterly failed and was in complete despair with nowhere else to turn, that he could go home to his father. When the early Christians were plagued by the transitory nature of their existence, the Apostle Paul comforted them with a hopeful message of an eternal home. A house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. C.S. Lewis summed it up like this: God gives us many pleasurable ends along life's journey, but God never quite satisfies us with these resting places, so that we never mistake even the most pleasant places on our earthly journey with God's eternal home. Of course, not all the roads we choose, and we have choices. Not all the roads we choose lead to God's home. As the prodigal found out, some are meaningless and purposeless and lead nowhere. John Barclay, in his commentary on this passage, recalls a play by Gerald Healy titled The Black Stranger. It's set in Ireland during the terrible famine, potato famine of the 19th century. The government finally put some people to work to give them a little income, building roads. But there was no destination. And one evening, the main character in the story came home and said to his father, "They're making roads that lead nowhere." Here we are, first day of 2017. And it doesn't take a prophet to tell us that many of the roads that our society and maybe some of us are constructing can lead nowhere. We have to ask not only of our society, but of ourselves, are we too giving our lives to building these roads to nowhere? On the other hand, trusting the scripture and having worshiped the Christ child born in Bethlehem over these last few weeks in a special way, we, like the wise men, can open ourselves to receive the dream from God that will help us reset our life compasses, our spiritual iPhones, on a home that is quite beyond the limits of our earthly vision, but gives us direction and purpose and meaning for our earthly goals. Traveling companions that we are, we must be prepared for dreams from God that will most likely send us off on very different routes home than we have planned for ourselves. On God's journey home, we will see and experience the world quite differently than we saw it before we worshiped the Christ child, before we saw the star, before we dreamed the dreams. Allow me to share just one simple illustration that came in a Christmas letter from a friend this year. She wrote about what she had seen and experienced in the days just before Christmas. And first she wrote, "I walk through the mall and think I've lost my sanity. We live in a world that can't draw the line between what is real and what is meaningful. And what doesn't even come close to meeting people's needs. And then she went on to compare that craziness of our society with the humble tenderness of those who seem to have set their destination by God's star and by God's dreams. And in her case, she described the home where her husband's disabled brother lived. She said, "We do have good friends who work for and with people to make their lives better. We see the spirit in the attendants that care for the residents at Rosewood where Bill's brother Bobby lives. Bobby is physically handicapped with cerebral palsy, but it never dulled his spirit or his heart or his love for his big brother. The attendants bathe, clean up after, feed, clothe, lift, carry, and generally act as replacements for missing family members. You see, don't you, church? You see how these folks have seen a star and received a dream to make a God-caring home here on this very earth. When you and I reach out to care in God's way for those closest to us in our families or communities or aliens from another land, especially for others from whom the rest of the world has turned away, when we have followed the star to the manger in Bethlehem, we receive a dream in which God sends us on a journey of life to God's home. But God sends us, almost certainly, by another way. I want to warn you, friends, the world through which we will travel, through which we do travel, as we travel home to God, is not yet a highway where the lion lays down with the lamb. It is not yet a route where the stranger is shown hospitality. It is not yet a home in Bethlehem where the Herods come and humbly worship our Savior, but instead connive to violently kill. It's not a safe road where the religious stop to help the wounded, as did the Good Samaritan. It's still a dangerous path that we follow, and yet we follow it because it's the way of God's justice and righteousness. We who have worshiped the Christ child set out on this journey, and we dare to be led by God as we journey home another way. Surely, as Robert Frost reminds us, we have miles to go before we sleep. Decisions to make at each new turn and dip in the road, and undue baggage to bear. And we are accompanied sometimes with strange companions, some who slow us down, and others who day by day encourage us. We will surely see and ache and cry along the way with the children of the world who suffer at the hands of the Herods. We will pray fervently that the Herods of this world will not co-opt us with their fear and their prejudices to follow in their jealousy and revenge. On God's way home, we won't stand silent or pass by the innocent who are slaughtered. We will get involved. We will be there for their rescue and relief. We will act to restore God's peace in our neighborhoods and in our world. We will work to lift up the valleys through which our loved ones must pass. And as the spiritual says, when we can't get over the mountain, we'll call on God to show us a way around it. We'll journey home through this crazy, profane world with all of its terrors of unrighteousness and injustice, and we will overcome. We will overcome, sisters and brothers, because God will show us a star to lead the way. And God will send us dreams when we have to change direction. And God will guide us every step of the way and go with us, even to his own home, even if we go there by another way. Amen.